The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chof Hei discusses a case where two witnesses gave evidence that somebody, a particular person, used to lend money by taking interest, and this person becomes Posula Eidos. This person, because he was lending money and taking interest, so he himself becomes invalid, he becomes disqualified for being able to give evidence. And the particular case that the Gemara discusses was that two of the witnesses who gave this evidence were talking about a particular guy who was lending this money, but the person who was borrowing the money was one of the Eidim. One of the witnesses himself, he was the guy who was taking the loan, and consequently he himself should be disqualifying himself to give evidence. Now, a person cannot give evidence on himself, so we have to split the Eidus, it's called Palginon. We'll have to take on the evidence concerning the guy who was lending the money, and not with respect to the person who was receiving the loan. That's called Palginon, and this is a discussion in many places in Shas. Over here it's discussed, even though the Gemara does not actually use the terminology Palginon, but the Rishonim in many places. We had a few weeks ago Daftes, where Ploini Rivani Ritzoini, the same idea, where there was a discussion about someone who had become disqualified for Eidus, who had become Chayiv Misa as well for the fact that he was involved in actions with someone else, but that someone else was one of the people giving evidence. So once again, Palginon, this is a discussion in many places. And the Rishonim in Makis, Tavzayim, Sanhedrin Daftes tell us that the principle does not always go along with Palgino. Sometimes we'll split up the Eidus, and sometimes we will say that since part of the Eidus cannot be accepted, so the whole thing gets knocked out. Eidus shebotla mitzos obotla kula. And the principle given is that if a person presented Eidus on himself, so then we will disqualify part of the Eidus and the rest will be accepted. We'll split up the Eidus. But if one gave Eidus, if one gave witness, one gave evidence on his brother or his father, any relative, a korev, so then we'll say that the whole Eidus is knocked out. Eidus abatum tzos abatla kula. At the end of our discussion, I would like to come back to this Chiluk, this difference between these two kinds of Eidus on oneself and Eidus on a relative. Over here, the whole Eidus gets knocked out. Eidus on yourself, we can start making a nituach, an operation. Part of the Eidus will accept and part not. What's the actual difference between these two? We'll get back to it at the end of the discussion. The second issue that the Gemara incorporates into this story is that there are two kinds of Rishoyim. A Rosho who becomes disqualified to present evidence, to give witness in Beis Din, there are two kinds. There's a Rosho and a Rosho de Chomos, and the Rambam explains that the basic principle to become a Rosho and consequently to be disqualified for presenting to witness is that if a person did an Aveira with his lav, it has to be firstly that you're over on a lav, second it has to be that there's an oinosh of Malkus or Misa, etc. Like a guy who ate Nevele or he was Mechal Shabbos, this kind of lavin, a person is considered as a Rosho. There's another kind of Rosho called Rosho de Chomos, where here even if a guy did not be over, he didn't do an Aveira, which has Malkus or Misa, but he did something which falls under the category called Chomos. For example, he told a lie, he gave Edu Sheker in Beis Din, or he stole chomos against your fellow man, even though a guy who steals does not have malchus, a guy who gives Edu Sheker does not get malchus. But these people are considered as a Rosh of the chomos, and they become disqualified for Edus. The Nemuki Yosef in our Sugya presents us with a very interesting chiddush, which leads to many, many differences between these kinds of Edus. The Nemuki Yosef tells us the following chiddush. Says the Nemuki Yosef that there are types of Edus, there are types of evidence which are acceptable even if the person is postulatus. For example, there's a special kula to be matir and aguno, a woman whose husband, we don't know what his situation is, and therefore she's waiting to know, is he dead, is he alive, and she can wait for many years. So yeah, Chazal said that even if you do not have two kosher witnesses, even if you got one witness who's posul, he can be a witness to the fact that the guy died. There were many such stories in the Holocaust, to know that a husband had died, and consequently she can get remarried, and you don't need two aidid. And here, even if the aid, it's one aid and it's possible, so the aidus would be accepted. What would be if the aid is not just a possible aidus because it's a woman, etc., but it's possible aidus because he's a Rosha? So even if he's a Rosha, he's Mechal Shabbos, we can accept his aidus. However, if he's a Rosha the Chomos, we cannot use his aidus. The question is, if you're accepting all people who invalid for Eidus, what happens to Rosh Hashanah Chomos? What happened over here? And the Ktzos HaChoshen in Siman Nun Beis discusses the issue. He brings in Aaron Nemuki Yosef in a general discussion about Rosh Hashanah, and he brings in this Nemuki Yosef. So we'll get involved in the issue discussed in the Ktzos. We'll get back to the Nemuki Yosef, and then we'll get back to the original issue. The Ktzos presents the following question. A Rosha is posul le'edus, is invalid, is disqualified for presenting edus. This Rosha, what would happen if the edus that he is presenting, while he's actually witnessing his kosher, but through the evidence that he is presenting, he becomes possible through this edus itself? So there are a number of examples of such a edus. It's not over here. The Rishonim discuss it, and eventually we'll get to Gemara. But the Rishonim discuss the following issue. What would happen if a guy signs on a shtar, on a document? This document is the document which talks about a loan, and there's interest on this loan. Now, everybody involved in this loan becomes postulators, because everybody involved in this loan is over on a lav. Now, the lav, there's a lav on the loiver, the person who's borrowing, there's a person who's lending, the orev, the guy's guaranteeing the loan, and even the witnesses who are signing on the loan also are over on the lav, and they should become postulators. They're over on the lav called loisisimu. When they sign, they kosher witnesses. But when they actually present their edus, their evidence, through signing, they're over this lav. So they become disqualified through giving the evidence. So that's pretty straightforward, that any witnesses, any evidence from now onwards, they won't be able to present. What will be with this evidence itself? Will we say that this evidence will disqualify itself? Or we'll say, no, this evidence is only the reason that he became disqualified, but we cannot this actual evidence will be accepted. That's a question discussed by the Rishayim. A similar question would be, get needs signatures. The guys who signed on Shabbos. And it happened that through finishing their signature, that's when they were Mechal Shabbos, not before. The two Oisiers, whatever, it's complicated, the cases, but whatever it is, they became post, they became Mechal Shabbos through the actual signature. Do we say from now onwards the evidence is no good, or even this evidence itself would be not acceptable and therefore the Eidus will not be accepted? A similar question would be with the Shechita, same as the Mechal Shabbos is possible for to give evidence, similarly his Shechita is also not a good Shechita. So what happens if he Shechted on Shabbos in a way that the Gemara Shechita itself is the Chil Shabbos, and the fact that you took out blood before maybe wouldn't be Chil Shabbos because it's Mekalkel? That's a big discussion in the Peskin. Whatever it is, the actual Shechita made you Posel Eidus. Would one say Posel Shechita and Posel Eidus, would the Shechita itself be disqualified, or only the forthcoming Shechitas? Another example, all these examples are brought in the Ktzais and the Nesivos Siman Nun Beis, the beginning of Siman Nun Beis. The question would be with a guy who, you live in a city and the rabbi made a takona that only he is allowed to be Mesader Kedushi. No one else is allowed to be Mesader Kedushi. Anyone else is Mesader Kedushi, automatically it becomes, it falls on him a chayrem. And the guy who falls him in a chayrem is Posolaitis. Two guys went against the rabbi and they went and they were Mesader Kiddushin. And these two guys themselves are the Eidim of the Kiddushin. So through doing this Eidus, through being Mesader Kiddushin, they become Posolaitis. What's going to be with these guys? Do we say that they get a chayrem, and therefore they're no longer, they're always disqualified from now on onwards? But this Kiddushin itself has kosher witnesses or not? All the issues are the same issue, and there's a big machlekes in the poskim. There's a run in chulin about Shechita, and there's a marit in tshuva about this Mesader Kiddushin, and there's thesis about the Rebbes, etc. Many poskim decide, the run and the marit decide, that the Shechita itself is a good Shechita, and the evidence is a good evidence, and anything which goes wrong is only from now on onwards. But the Ktzais brings a Gemara, and this Gemara stands as a contradiction to many poskim. The Mafurish Gemara in Bava Kama in Gimel. The Gemara discusses two witnesses who gave evidence about two stories. The stories in series, they took it against a certain person and they said, this guy stole on Monday. On Wednesday, he went and sold the animal that he stole. And therefore, he has to pay five times. Dalet v'hei, he has to pay a fine of five times for stealing it twice and another two or three times for the selling. This was the part one. Part one, the evidence was that this guy stole on Monday and he sold on Wednesday. Part two, another two Aiden come into Besdin and they say, on Wednesday, you were not around at all. We were eating in a restaurant and you were no way you could have given this evidence. Consequently, you become Aidim Zoymimim. So your Eidus is disqualified, you'll have a fine, etc., etc. Okay, we've disqualified part of your Eidus. It's out. You're Rishoyim because you actually gave Eidus Sheker. So besides disqualifying your Eidus on the sale, which happened on Wednesday, you become Rishoyim, and you're not allowed to give, you invalid for giving any Eidus from now onwards. The question arises, the Eidus on the sale is disqualified anyway because you weren't around to give the Eidus. Future Eidus is also disqualified because you're a shoy. What happens to the first part of your Eidus that you witnessed that these guys, that that guy stole on Monday? That was a separate story. You happen to have presented the evidence together at the same time as the evidence on Wednesday. You said one story Monday to Wednesday, but it's two separate evidence, it's two separate stories. Your Eidus on the story that happened on Monday is a true Eidus. We've got nothing against you. Will we accept this Eidus or not? Why not? There's no reason in the world why not. However, the Gemara brings an opinion that since at the time that you were witnessing in Beis Din, you were presenting your Eidus, you were saying, this guy stole on Monday and he sold on Wednesday. While you were giving over the story, you were becoming a Rasha. It was Eidus Sheker. We only found out about this later. But retroactively, we know that while you were talking, you were a Rasha. Are we going to say, listen, if you were a Rasha, not only were they going to disqualify your Eidus from now on onwards, but during that time, you also became a Rasha. And any other Eidus at the same time of you becoming a Rasha will also be disqualified. And the Gemara disqualifies his Eidus. If we take a good look at what's happening here, not only at the time of becoming a Rasha you were presenting Eidus, but it was a second before. It was a Toike they did before. Because your Eidus Sheker only began on the story of Wednesday and the story of Monday, which you told 2 seconds before, 1 second before, you were still not lying. And nevertheless, the fact that you became a Rasha knocks out the whole thing. So the Ktzoyis HaChoyishon brings the story and he says, you know, if that is the case, that you become invalid and disqualified by becoming a Rasha, even for something that you did a second before you became a Rasha, so certainly in all the other cases, if a guy shechted on Shabbos, not only will we say that he's shechita, that shechita, but if he did a shechita a split second before also, or if when they signed on Shabbos, not only that signature, but even if there could have been a signature a second before they became a Challi Shabbos, we should also invalidate that. And similarly with the Shtar of Ribbis, and similarly with these guys in Masada Kedushim. And this creates a massive contradiction, massive problems in the Poskim and the Rishoini. Until the Ktzeis HaChoyishon came along and he said, listen, there are two kinds of Rishoim. There's a Rosh of the Chomos and there's a regular Rosh. The same as the Rambam brought a regular Rosh who has to have a lav with Malkus, and a Rosh of the Chomos, guy stealing and he's doing something against his friend. And the Ktzeis says, if you take a good look, the only Rosh of the Chomos in all this discussion is the Gemara. A guy is giving Eidus Sheker, presenting Eidus Sheker against his fellow man, he's a Rosh of the Chomos. And therefore, he has different regulations. Whereas all the other discussions of Chilul Shabbos and interest and becoming getting under Chayrin because of Masada Kedushin, all those cases is a regular Rasha, and that's got a different principle. Why should there be different regulations concerning these two kinds of Rishoyim? Says the Nemuk Yosef, go to Sanhedrin, Daf Chofei, Al Sugya, open the Nemuk Yosef. And the Nemuk Yosef tells us that there's a difference between these two kinds of Rishoyim concerning Eidus, to let a lady get married and take her out the bounds of her husband out of being an aguno. Even though this Eidus is acceptable with all invalid witnesses, even Rishoy, but not a Rosh of the Chomos. What happened? Says the Ktzeis HaChoyishon, I'll tell you something very simple happened. There's a difference between being an aid possible, an invalid aid, an aid a witness is disqualified from being able to give witness, that's one issue. But there's another issue. The issue is, what happens to a witness that we have got a chashash, we're afraid that he's lying? It could be a chashash meshaker. He's not disqualified. He's not an aid which has on him a psul. You're disqualified. He's an aid that we have a chashash, maybe he's telling a lie. This has different. If you're possible, because the Torah disqualified you, it does not mean that the Torah is afraid that you're lying. The Gemara at the end of Bava Basra tells us that Kroivim are not allowed to present idols. Two brothers can't present idols. Ask the Gemara, what about Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron? Could you ever get two more truthful people than that? The Gemara says, unfortunately, if Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen together would present idols, Pesdin would invalidate the idols. What happened? The Torah says, Gzeiras Melech. The Torah created this idea, this phenomenon called idols. If the Torah would not have accepted, the Torah says, it wouldn't exist. The Torah created this thing called idols. This idols that the Torah created has got rules and regulations. The part of the rules and regulations is that a lady cannot give eidos, a relative cannot give eidos. It's not because we worry that a lady tells lies. A lady doesn't tell lies more than a man. And if two women should be able to present eidos, but there's a gzeiras hakasuv that they're not acceptable. There's a gzeiras hakasuv that two relatives are not acceptable. It's nothing to do with a chashash meshaker. A mechalel Shabbos, he is Mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't tell lies. Because he's Mechal Shabbos, does not mean that he tells lies. But a Rosh HaDechomas, he's a new category. The Torah didn't just disqualify him. The Torah says you have to worry, maybe this guy's telling lies. So there's a big difference between a guy who's disqualified, Mgzeres Melech, Mgzeres HaKosov, to a guy who's not disqualified because of Mgzeres Melech, just because he has a Chashash Meshach. What's the difference? The difference would be when you get to an Eidos, where this Eidos is, it's not a real Eidos, it's an Emunos. You're allowed one Eid, and you can bring all Psulei Eidos. If you get to such an Eidos, you accept all Psulim, except one guy. A guy is lying. If a guy is lying, the Torah is Choshed. We're afraid that you lie. So you can't rely on him for anything, even though all psulim are acceptable. That is the ruling, that's a principle that the Mekir Yosef in our sugya presents us with. Says the Ktzois, this is the underlying difference between the whole discussion of all these kinds of Eidim who became possible at the time when they presented Eidos. Says the Ktzois, if a guy became a Rosh HaDechomas through presenting false eidos, he said to Beis Din, this guy sold the behemah that he stole on Monday, he sold it on Wednesday. When he says those words, becomes a Rosh HaDechomas. Rosh HaDechomas means we're afraid that from now onwards the guy's going to lie. In 2 years from now, in 10 years from now, in 25 years from now, he may be lying. Why? Because we caught him once telling a lie. Says the Ktzois, let's use our seichel. If the Torah says that you have to be afraid that the guy is lying in 25 years from now, so obviously at the same time where he's actually doing this aveira, which makes him a kind of person who we're afraid that he's lying, so while he's actually doing it, certainly he's in that atmosphere of lying. And consequently, any aid is given at the same time, even a second before, will be disqualified. But if you're going along without a chashash meshaker, you're going along with a different mahalach. You're saying that the Torah does not accept the aidus of a mechal Shabbos. The Torah does not accept the aidus of a guy who signed on a shtar a document of ribis. Why? Because the Torah gives us the rulings who's an Eid and who's not an Eid, but nothing to do with Shas Mashiach. So then, even at the time that you presented the Eidos, you were doing something, Chil Shabbos, you're doing something which disqualifies you. It will only disqualify you from now onwards, but not during the Eidos itself. This is the understanding that it says gives us. And therefore, if a guy shechts on Shabbos, the actual shechit is acceptable. Further shechitas are not acceptable. If a guy signs a get on Shabbos, the actual signing, that get is good. It's kosher, eidus. Further evidence which you'll give later is not acceptable. And the same thing with those two guys who were Masada Kedushin and they became in Cheirem. That Kedushin is valid. The next Kedushin is not valid. The only Gemara, that is the Mahalach in the Gemara. That's called a Chashash Meshaker. So we've learned from the Ktzoyz that whenever you see that the Torah does not accept Eidos, you always have to get involved a little deeper and you have to know what's actually going on. Is the Torah just not accepting him, invalidating him for presenting Eidos, or the Torah saying, listen, this guy's got a Chashash Meshaker, we're afraid that maybe he's lying. And there will be different rulings and different ways, different principles how to relate to this Eidos. And this all was derived from a line and a half in the Namiki Yosef in our sugi. Let's take this chiluk further to another two ktsoisim. Ktsoisim Lamed Zayin and Ktsoisim Lamed Dalet. The Ktsoisim Lamed Dalet and Lamed Zayin talks about different kinds of psulei Eidos not regarding Rishoy. The Ktsois talks about a baldo, a guy who presents Eidos on himself, a guy who presents Eidos on his relative. And the third issue is a guy who presents Eidos not on himself and not on his relative, on someone has nothing to do with him, but he has an agis, he has an interest, there's something which in the end of the day is going to be megea to him. He talks about Reuven and Shimon selling something, and it looks on the face of the story, you know, that he's giving an object of Eidos. But then finally we find that there's one little issue which is negea to him through the back door. That's called the negias. This Eidos is also not acceptable. And the Ktzois goes through a big discussion. Why is this Eidos not acceptable? Is it a chashash meshaker? Are we afraid that he's just telling a lie? And therefore his Eidos will only be problematic. It's only a chashash meshaker. Or it's like giving Eidos on yourself. And the question, this is the question that the Ktzois presents. And the Achronim in many places discuss differences between these two kinds of Eidos, and they bring Rishonim and Bava Basra, and Dalet and Gimel concerning these issues. And one of the differences are that the Achronim discuss would be the following case. Before we give the difference between the two ways of looking at Negea, we'll first look at the difference between a Negea who is a Chashash Meshaker and a Korev. Once again, a Korev, a relative, is Pasul Eidos. And Chashash Meshaker is not Pasul, he's just, we're afraid that he's lying. These two kinds of Eidim, these two kinds of psulim are similar to what we've been discussing until now. Until now we've been discussing a Rosho with a Torah disqualified him, not because he is, we're afraid that he's lying, simply because the Torah disqualified him, as opposed to a Rosho de Chomos with a Chashash Meshaker. Similarly, we have a Negea. With this Negea, according to one side of the Ktzois, is only a Chashash Meshaker, as opposed to a Korev, as we mentioned previously, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, with his exes, a kosher that we cannot accept his edus. Two kinds of psulim. And they say the following, the Achreinim say the following halachim. Two witnesses are enough to present edus, monetary edus, edus nefashos, money, etc. What happens if three witnesses walked into Bezdin, and they all gave the same edus? One of the three was pasul. So the Mishnah tells us, Makis, the whole edus goes out the window. And Rabbi Kivege explains that the disqualification, the invalidation of one of the edim spreads to the whole group, and they all get this psul. This is the mechanics of this halacha called Nimtze Echad Mehem Korban Pasul. What happens if one of these three edim was not a korav? You didn't give edus, it wasn't a relative. But it works out that he's got a negias. Through the back door, there's something which is negias to him. So we'll have to knock him out. Is he going to invalidate the edus for everyone else? And the answer is no. Why? Because it's only a chashash meshaker. Chashash meshaker does not mean that you have a psul. We're afraid that you're lying, but you don't have a psul. We will not accept your edus. But there's no psul which falls on the actual edus that you can say that spreads to the whole edus. We're afraid that you're lying, so we won't listen to you. But you've got another two guys. Why should we invalidate the whole edus? This chilek the Rishonim tell us. A similar chilek the Rishonim tell us that there's a klal of Tchilosei Bipsul. When you actually saw your Eidus, you were Pasul. However, when you're presenting your Eidus, you're kosher. What do we do? What's the issue now? When you're actually presenting your Eidus, you're kosher. But you happen to be a relative to someone at the time that you saw the evidence that you're presenting now. But actually, when you're presenting, something happened in the family relationship that you're no longer relative. You're not allowed to give the such an edus. Why? If you had a psul at the beginning of your edus, this psul will spread right till the end of your edus. But if you had a negis, you had a certain negis at the time that you saw this, the edus, and when you're presenting it, you don't, because it's only a chashash meshaker, so it's acceptable. This is the difference made between these two kinds of edus. These two kinds of psulim. A psul chzes hakosev and psul chzes meshaker. So there's something very beautiful. We've discussed two kinds of psulei edus. Rosho versus Rosho de Chomos. A relative versus a negea. In both of them we have the same kind of chilek. We had a guy who has a psul, and a guy is just like chashash meshaker. We now established, when we're discussing a korev and a chashash meshaker, that there would be a difference concerning the klal of nimtzo echad mehem korev apostle, if one of them was a korev, or one of them just had a chashash meshaker because of the negeah. Comes along the Dvoras Ari in Makis Dafei and he says, let's go along with this klal, and let's get back to the original discussion called Rosh and Rosh de Chomos. What would be if three Eidim came into Beis Din, and one of them is a Rosh? Would you knock out the whole Eidus or not? What's the question? Din Tzech and Mikor Apostle, out the door, knock out the whole Eidus. Says the Gvura Zari, but it depends. Is the reason that the Eidus is inaccessible because it's Exes HaKosuf, or it's a Chashash Meshaker? Rosho and Rosho de Chomos, they're different. As we had the Ktzois, as we had the Mekilaisiv, we'll have the same difference over here. Rosho and Rosho de Chomos. That is, and consequently Rosho de Chomos will accept his Eidus, and similarly when it would be an issue of Tchilosei Bepsul, a guy was a ganev, when he saw the Eidus. By the time he came to Beis Din 3 days later to give the Eidus, he had given back the object that he had stolen and he had done tshuva. He's not kosher Eidus. Says the Balchon and Vassaman at the end of Baba Vassar, this guy's Eidus is acceptable. I tchilosei b'chsul, but it's a Rosh HaNachomos, he was never apostle. We were worried that maybe he's lying. If when he gives his Eidus he's not lying, there's no problem. So there's many, many differences between all these kinds of Eidus, all these kinds of psuli. Is it a real psul or is it a chashash b'shakim? But there is a third distinction. There's a psul and there's a chashash b'shakim. But there's a third kind of person whose Eidus is unacceptable. You know, unacceptable. And he's called a baldover. A baldover! Forget about the chashash b'shakim. He's also not a Korav. Even the Gemara calls him Odom Korav Eitzel Atzmoy. The Rishonim say Odom Korav Eitzel Atzmoy does not mean that he is a witness with a psul. It does not mean that he's a chashash b'shakim. He's a third category. He's not an eid. He's just not an eid. The same as everyone understands that a piece of furniture is not an eid. A piece of furniture is not an eid psul. It's not an aid with a disqualification. It's just not an aid. Similarly, a guy who presents aiders on himself, he's not an aid with a disqualification with a psul. He's just not an aid. He's a piece of furniture. And so what? And what would the difference be? Firstly, Ninso Echad Mehen Korav Apostle. If three guys came in and presented aiders, and one of them was a apostle, so the psul spreads over all the Eidus. If it's a chashash mashaker, there's nothing to spread. If it's just not an aid, it sounds that it's much worse. But it's so bad that it's much better. What does that mean? He's so much not an aid that he's like a stender who walked in. What happens if two aidim and a piece of furniture walk into Beis Din to present the Eidus? Inside of man called apostle. Joke, right? Because a piece of stender, a piece of furniture is not an aid with a psul. There's nothing to spread. He's not going to make all the other aidim into a piece of furniture. If you're an aid, and we're accepting your aidus, but you've got a psul, so then that's something else. Your psul can spread. But if you're just a non-starter, you're not an aid, there's nothing to spread. You're a piece of furniture. If you're three guys walk into Eidus Besdin, they're all giving Eidus. And it works out that the Eidus has been given on one of the three guys. So he's a piece of furniture. His Eidus is not an Eidus with a soul. There's nothing to spread. So that is the third distinction. And therefore, Tchilosoi Bepsul will also have, if the Eidus is on himself at the beginning, and now it works out that the Eidus has nothing to do with him, you will not have a problem because there's no psul to spread. Let's get back to the original discussion. A guy gave Eidus, Sanhedrin Chavei. He gave Eidus that Reuven, two guys gave Eidus that Reuven used to lend money with interest. Reuven becomes psul Eidus. And the Beis Din asked, and who was the guy who was borrowing the money? And they both answer, that was one of the people presenting the Eidus. So we'll make Palgino. We'll say, listen, let's accept this Eidus concerning the Malve, concerning the guy lending the money, not concerning the guy borrowing the money. So the Rishonim tell us in Makis Dafei, in Makis Dafzai, and in Sanhedrin Daftes, they say, that's true. That is the case of Al-Gemorah. However, if these two guys witnessing tell us, giving evidence, they tell us that this Reuven used to lend money to the brother of one of these two witnesses, then we'll say Eidus Shabbatah Mitzvah Batlah Kula. The whole Eidus goes out because it's possible. The psul spreads. Eidus Shabbatah Mitzvah Batlah Kula. There's nothing. We cannot divide the Eidus. Why? Because the whole Eidus became contaminated. The psul spread in the whole Eidus. But if one of the part of the Eidus was on yourself, so it's not a contamination, it's not a psul, you're just a piece of furniture, and therefore we can make a pelgino. That is the discussion of psule eidus. We'll just mention, finish off with one word, coming close to Pesach, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Maybe Rosh Chodesh Nissan is actually falling now, I'm not sure the time exactly. As we're getting close to Pesach, Yochel Rosh Chodesh, that is a mitzvah to talk about Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what has Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim got to do with Eidus? We're discussing Eidus and puzzle Eidus. What has Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim got to do with Eidus? And there's a beautiful Meshech Chochmah. Meshech Chochmah tells us the following. We all know Kol Amar Gol Asapi Yetzias Mitzrayim Arezeh Meshubach. But what is the source for this Arezeh Meshubach? So the Meshech Chochmah brings a Mechilta at Seif Parshas Boy, where the Mechilta says, Shanema! There's a Pasuk in the Torah which tells us, Mohoedus. The Meshech Chochmah asks the question, what is the... Because Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is referred to in the Torah as Mohoedus, what has that got to do with Kol Amar B'Lesapi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Afilu Kolon Chachomim, Kolon Nevoinim, Afilu Chachomim Nevoinim, Harizem Meshubach? What is the connection between the two? Says the Meshech Chochmah, beautiful idea. The Gemara tells us that there's something very interesting in Eidus. Eidus has to be given during the day. And therefore, three people who saw the moon at night, Rosh Chodesh, as we're discussing now, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and they're giving Eidus. They want to give Eidus to Beis Din. But they themselves are the Dayanim. So the Gemara tells us, well, you saw the moon, wait till tomorrow. Two of you will give the Eidus to one of you during the day. They'll put another two Dayanim. Says the Meshech Chochmah, something phenomenal is happening over here. Three guys saw something happening. The next morning, two guys, two of the three, tell the third guy what we saw. That's ridiculous. We all saw the same thing with our eyes. You know, we saw the moon together. And then two of the three tell the third guy what they saw. That is a phenomenal issue. Phenomenal, something phenomenal which we only find in Eidus. We don't find anywhere else. Two people telling the third guy what the three of them saw together. We all know about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but I can tell you, and you can tell me. Why? Because it's Eidus. Shenemar mo Eidus. That's what the Meshech Chochmah tells us. That he understands this thing. I'd like to just try to understand deeper the words of the Meshech Chochmah. What does the Meshech Chochmah actually mean? What are we actually learning over here? So I'd like to suggest the following idea. The Meshech Chochmah is telling us something very, very deep with regard to Eidus and with regard to Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Something very deep. What's the issue? What's the idea? What's being discussed? The idea being discussed is the following. Eidus does not mean coming into Beis Din and telling a story. Eidus means Al Pishne Eidum Yokum Dover. What does these words Yokum Dover mean? What do they mean? It doesn't just mean that you're telling a story. Yokum Dover means that the story that you're telling stands in front of us on the table of Beis Din. When we witnessed that last night as a moon, the moon comes into Beis Din and sits on the table, and the Dayanim see the moon. When we give Eidus that 3 weeks ago there's a loan, or 3 weeks ago there's a murder, the murder and the loan stand in front of us on the table in Beis Din. Yokum Dover. The Ritva in Tzuvas Daf Yud Ches tells us something phenomenal. A guy who gave Eidus, he cannot retract from his Eidus. Kim Shehigid, Shivan Achazer Magid. You can't go back on your words. Where do we know this from? So the Rishonim bring a Pasuk, or Higid. The Ritva says, Shenema Yokum Dover. And everyone's asking, where in the words Yokum Dover do we learn that an Eid cannot go back on his Eidus? I think the Ritva is telling us something phenomenal. If a guy walks into Beis Din and he gives Eidus, and the next day he says, listen, I don't really mean it, I was on depression, I was lying, and etc., etc. Okay, we'll work it out. But if a guy walked into Beis Din and he showed us a movie, he says, listen, I took a movie, yeah, just to have a look what's going on. The next day he says, well, really, you know, I didn't really mean to show you this movie. What do you mean you meant to show us? We saw the story. We saw it happening live. You can't go back on what you showed us. Because Eidus is Yokum Dovo, the actual story stood on the table of Beis Din, we don't need you anymore. You can't start retracting the Eidus. Eidus means bringing the story live in front of us on the table of Beis Din. Yokum Dovor, or Pishneirim Yokum Dovor. Says the Meshech Chokmah something beautiful. Eidus, if we went, I cannot tell you something that we saw together. However, if we both went on a tour around the world and we took a movie, we will sit together and watch the movie together. Why? Because we're reliving the story. Because Eidus means to bring alive yesterday's story, the story from 3 weeks ago, to relive it. So therefore, if three people saw the moon last night, two of them can tell the third. You know why? Because we're not telling stories. We're reliving it. We're putting the moon on the table in front of Beis Din. That's what we do. Says the Meshech Chochmah. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not telling other stories. It's bringing the Exodus onto the table, onto the Leil HaSeder. We're reliving the Exodus. If we're reliving it, you can do it once and twice. Afilu kolona chachomim kolona nevoinim shenemo mo'edus, we'll all be zeichet together to sit in the Leil HaSeder and to feel and to relive the whole Exodus, and thereby we'll receive and we'll gain everything that the Exodus, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, gave the Jewish people. Any emunah that they was integrated into their being through the fact that they went out of Mitzrayim will be integrated into our very selves, because we're not telling over the story, but we're reliving Mo'edus. We're going out of Mitzrayim on our own, Ke'ilu Hu Yotzo Mitzrayim, and we will gain everything that there is to gain from going out of Mitzrayim.